Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love the month of May. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you once again from at least one of the coasts. I think we're all on one coast for another Homes Alone edition.
As always, Doug Loves Movies is presented to you by OCB Rolling Papers. No matter which OCB paper you choose, you can be assured all papers are vegan, GMO-free, chlorine-free, and dye-free. Enjoy the show!
It's Sunday, May 16th, 2021, and my guests today are Nikki Bond, Mark Ellis, and Perry Gilpin. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Doug.
I like that one hello, like it's a bad connection. Hello. Let's meet everybody individually, starting with first-time guest. I'm so excited because she plays a classic TV character named Roz on the program Frasier. It's Perry Gilpin. Hello.
Hello. I know nothing about engineering whatsoever. I just played one on TV, and it's become so clear how the irony of that has become clear to me.
In this, that is so funny that, like, yeah, you have to get on all these Zoom shows now, and you know, Roz would know what she was doing.
Yep, she would.
She would know how to work all this stuff.
Good, and I do.
But that's the beauty of acting. That's so, I love it. You can, have you ever had to do learn all those, all the medical jargon for a role?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That's gotta suck.
And law jargon and yeah.
Yeah. The law stuff seems a little bit easier to me because we grew up on law shows and you kind of understand what overruled and all those expressions mean, but the medical thing, yeah, I can watch a million hours of medical shows and I'm not learning anything because they also just fly through all that stuff, you know, and then throw stat at the end.
Yeah. And you know what? I don't actually think I played a patient in a hospital that was having my liver. I was having my liver sliced off so I could give it to my sister, Nia Vardalos. She was very, taking that off of me. Yeah, but I was just a patient, so I didn't have to say anything, you know, professionally medical. And I don't think I ever have played a doctor or anything. I lied about that.
No, but it was, we all bought it because why wouldn't you? it could have been a play that none of us saw. Thank you for being here. Also joining us, our returning champion. We call her champ around here. It's Nikki Bond.
I'm back. You guys see me yet? I'm here. Don't know how I'm here, but I am.
You keep coming back, and I love it. At the Nikki Bon on Twitter, I tagged the wrong Nikki Bon, who is not a champ, as far as I know. So probably. Don't, yeah. Don't, so ignore that other account and just put a Z in front of N-I-K-K-I-B-O-N. And how do you feel about every week you say you don't think you're going to win, and then you do?
I guess that's just my life, my confidence. That's
right.
Not gonna do well, yeah. And then the Canadian in me like feels bad. I'm like, I shouldn't be winning. So today, I'm gonna say the same thing. I don't know. I don't know how I'll do. We'll see how it goes.
I think you should win for Canada.
You know what? I will win for Canada.
You know, play for Canada.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't get any more American than this next guy. You know him from an event that I'm going to participate in next week called the Schmodown and the podcast Schmoes Know, a regular on this show. It's Mr. Mark Ellis. Hello, Mark.
Doug, it is always a pleasure. And I plan on losing for America today.
Yes. America needs a loss today.
America now should take a few steps down. I'm happy that you tagged the right Mark Ellis, though, because there's another Mark Ellis out there that's like a prominent politician in Australia that everybody hates. Like, I don't know what his policies are, but people hate him. And so every like once a month, I'll get somebody thinking that I'm that guy, and they will just go at me on Twitter, and I don't even bother telling them I'm not that guy anymore. Now I just kind of mess with them. So it's become a fun game for me.
That is pretty hilarious that you can say anything as that guy. I mean, getting people madder at him is probably the goal, right?
A lot of outrage on him because of what I have said on his behalf.
Yeah, because they already hate him. You might as well help stir that up a little bit.
And now I'm on the show with the Ken Jennings of Doug Loves, but with the Bill Russell of Doug Loves Movies, and one of my favorite characters from arguably the greatest sitcom, I'm going to say it, of all time. I mean, Cheers, Martin, Frasier. That's the list.
Okay.
Martin.
So like anything has more than one word in the title. Mark can't keep up.
I'm out. Friends. Okay. Seinfeld. Okay. Big Bang Theory. Way too many words.
Oh my God. That show's so hard to follow. I mean, I've watched a few episodes of that show, and they never discussed the Big Bang Theory.
Not once.
Yeah, doesn't ever come up. Okay. Pardon me for chewing on a taquito while we do this, but sometimes, you know, you can't get hunger and your work to line up properly.
7-Eleven taquito?
No, but I just saw a TV ad for 7-Eleven. I can't believe they're advertising. Like, you, if there's one near you, you go to it or you don't, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, we're all born with the knowledge that 7-Eleven exists. But if you've not had their taquitos, high recommend. Don't get the buffalo chicken roller. That's a mistake. Go right for the taquitos. That is quality stuff.
I'm going to just stick my neck out here and say, don't get anything, but I'll go with you on this taquito thing if you insist, but all that stuff at 7-Eleven looks disgusting. It's all just, you know, food just kind of staying warm.
It's sweating
for an extended period of time.
Sweating more than I am during this game.
Yeah, well, there's no reason to sweat because, as you know, Nikki, anybody can win.
Yep.
But we got a couple of things we have to get to before we start playing our games today. The box office report is, considering more theaters are open, it's still not looking great as far as the numbers. The top movie in the country was Spiral, which is a new spin on the Saw series, and it made 8.7 million. People thought it would make 10 to 15 million, and it only made 8.7. So there's definitely some hesitancy out there still to go out to the cinemas. In second place was Wrath of Man, which I'm really looking forward to because it stars Mads Mikkelsen, and he's great. But it only made 3.7. And then the new Angelina Jolie joint, or I should say
not joint because that implies that it's her film, but she acts in a movie called Those Who Wish They Were Dead. Is that what it's called?
Those who Wish Me Dead.
Those That Wish Me Dead. And it only made $2.8 million because it's also on HBO Max for free the same date. So that's, people are really questioning that particular release strategy. But especially now that the masks are coming off, I just feel like all that plan to release every Warner Brothers movie on HBO Max, they might be rethinking that at this point. Let's go to a break, and then when we come back, I'll tell Perry this right now so she has a little bit of time to think this over. Every week I ask my guests to just recommend one movie that you think people would enjoy and that's hopefully available to be seen on streaming somewhere. And we'll do that right after this break. We'll be right back.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We are back, and it is time to visit Recommendation Nation. We'll start with Nikki Bond. And this week's movie recommendation, please.
I'm sure everybody's already seen it, but I'm embarrassed to admit that I just watched Kill Bill 2 for the first time. I don't know what happened. I must have been drunk in college when it came out, and I was like, I don't care, but I just watched it for the first time, and I'm sure everyone already knows, but it was so good that you should rewatch it. Obviously, it's kind of a newbie thing to say, but
so do you but you had seen the first one, just Kill Bill 1?
Yeah, I don't know what happened, because I was like, no, I must have seen Kill Bill 2. So then I started to watch it, and I was like, oh no, I've never seen this movie. I don't know what I blacked out at some that point in my life.
Yeah, because that is wild, because there's only so many movies in my life where when it was over, I knew I was going to see the second part. Like, you already knew there was going to be a second part because it was called Kill Bill Volume 1. and like, you looked forward to that second part. And then when it came out, it in some ways bested the first part. And
I'm wild that you saw
the first one and never saw the second.
I know. I'm an out of sight, out of mind kind of person. Like, you should have seen how I treated my boyfriend. So it was like, all right, you're gone. Like, I don't know how I was like, that was good enough. I just forgot about it. So yeah, I was really embarrassed. And the person I watched it with, I pretended that I had seen it. I was like, oh, I love this part, but I didn't. I hadn't seen it.
Sneaky. I like that. Mark Ellis.
Doug Benson. I recently saw Kong versus Godzilla versus Kong. Me and my buddy rented the theater out so we could watch it. Like, I didn't want to watch it on HBO Max. I wanted to watch it on the big screen. The HBO Max deal is for the Angelina Jolie fire movies of the world. It's not for Godzilla versus Kong. You got to go big. I went front row. I got a big tub of popcorn. And I got to say, I'm not going to spoil anything if you haven't seen it yet. I don't think that Kong really got a fair fight, because he fights Godzilla a bunch of times in the movie, and I'm rooting for Kong, obviously. So Kong is, the first fight, he's strapped to an aircraft carrier and he can't get up to fight Godzilla, and he's just dog tired. Meanwhile, Godzilla has been charging his battery for the last 2 years, ready for the fight. So I'm just a little upset that Kong got the short end of the stick, and I'm launching my campaign to get a rematch on your show. So you should be honored.
I mean, Kong doesn't even have the fire breathing thing to you know, to fall back on.
But he's so athletic, he can dodge the fire, and then Godzilla's tired, and then here comes an uppercut. Like, Kong gave him all he wanted, and then this was a tired Kong. This was a rusty Kong. He had a lot of ring rust. And so I'm just saying that once we get Kong back in shape, he did look a little pudgy. So did Godzilla. Once we get Kong back in shape, I think Kong takes round two.
I mean, they should both go on Atkins or something.
Just eat nothing but literally mountains of bacon for their dream for the next fight.
Now, also, though, I heard that some politicians are trying to repeal Godzilla v. Kong.
It's a big thing in Washington right now.
All right. I can't believe I'll tell you right now that when we poll Doug Loves Movies listeners on Twitter about these movies that you're selecting today, that Kill Bill is going to, I think, is going to kick Godzilla and Kong's ass. That's my prediction. But let's see what Perry Gilpin's going to throw into the mix. Could you recommend a movie?
Oh, I could recommend a few. I'm torn between two.
Pick the one that's the better of the two.
Okay. My favorite movie, I think everyone has to see this, is Sense and Sensibility, the Emma Thompson, Ang Lee version.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I believe Emma Thompson won Best Adapted Screenplay for that particular motion picture.
Yeah. And probably actress too, right?
I don't think she won that one, but she was probably nominated.
Right. I think it won Best Movie too, didn't it?
I think it did not win Best Picture.
Just the best adapted screenplay.
But yeah, I think that was the thing they tossed to it, you know, like to acknowledge that it was good.
Right, right. Yes. It is a really, really amazing adaptation of I watch it so often that my kids quote it. My husband quotes it. Like we quote it. It's like usually on TV here.
Well, just out of curiosity, what was the movie it beat out in your head? This the other movie you were thinking of?
A movie called Jack and Jill by Adam Sandler with Al Pacino, and it's hilarious. We can't watch.
Yeah.
It. Dying. I have twin girls, and there's something about the twins of them. There's just every time we're all in a bad mood or we lose a soccer game or whatever we're trying to, you know, get over, we always put in Jack and Jill for a good laugh.
Al Pacino in that movie goes over the top and then keeps going and finds a new top to go over.
Totally. And it's
wild.
I had no idea he was that funny. I had no idea he was that funny.
Doug, can we make a motion to put Jack and Jill on the poll just because I want Godzilla versus Kong to have a chance to win something?
Okay. I also like that, you know, Perry, you love a good movie with the ampersand in the title. You like the this and that
yes.
kind of movies. Something for everybody. Because we could all use a little sense and sensibility. What if it was called Godzilla and Kong? That wouldn't be nearly as exciting.
I think that's probably going to be what the sequel is anyway. I think they'll probably spar for a round, and then they'll turn into Rocky and Apollo, and they're just going to like be friends and like train each other for whatever other monster comes from whatever other universe. So they're eventually going to be buddies. It's a Batman v Superman inevitability.
Right. Well, I already heard that both Godzilla and Kong have mothers named Martha.
Mothra.
Oh, man. Those are some interesting recommendations. We'll see how they do when I post them on the Doug Loves Movies account on Twitter. Come check that out if you haven't yet. And are we ready to play some games?
Yeah.
Do it.
Let's play Rolling With It, presented by OCB Rolling Papers.
Today's show is presented by OCB Rolling Papers. OCB is the largest rolling paper brand in the world and has been one with nature, crafted naturally since 1918. So you know they've perfected the process for a consistently great session time after time. In perfect harmony with nature, sustainable practices, the highest quality textile papers reasonably sourced and sustainably crafted have always been the OCB signature. OCB offers a full line of papers made with sustainable fibers, including flax, wood, organic hemp, bamboo, virgin, and come in a full line of sizes in both booklets and cones. No GMOs, no chlorine, and no dyes in OCB papers. All OCB papers are plant to puff. OCB makes their own paper from their mill in Avion to the factories they own in Perpignan. I don't know how to say it, but it's in France. With all fibers and packaging materials sustainably farmed from within a 500 kilometer radius, and the always sticks acacia gum grown in African fields that OCB has been reforesting for decades. Unlike most other brands that buy their paper from a third party, OCB oversees the entire paper making process, ensuring a century of quality straight to your hands. And best of all, their paper booklets are made in a facility that's powered by 100% green energy. That's awesome. In 2020, OCB rolled out America's first ultra-thin, slow-burning bamboo rolling paper and cones that have been taking the market by storm. Using only unbleached French-milled bamboo, OCB is aiming to make bamboo your second favorite plant. As always, they are harvested responsibly, highly sustainable, chlorine-free, dye-free, bleach-free, even burning, GMO-free, and vegan. Ask for OCB wherever you buy your papers and sample the entire line of products. In the meantime, OCB has an unreal deal for our listeners. Visit OCBUSA.com/Doug to get four booklets of OCB and a rolling tray for only $4.99. This bundle is worth $20. Limited time only. Follow OCB on Instagram. That's at OCBUSA to stay in touch with the natural wonder of OCB. Must be 21 plus to buy our papers and follow our social accounts. Back to the show.
This is a fun game because there's a lot of guessing involved. And what you have to guess on... I was starting to describe the wrong game, which is perfect, which is perfect for a game brought to you by OCB Rolling Papers. That's what I should do, is every week just get confused about what game we're playing at this
point.
You're
guessing what game we're playing.
Yeah, yeah. Nikki played this game 2 weeks ago, and I don't know what your memories are of it, if you got PTSD from the experience, but for Mark and Perry, I'll explain that Nikki's going to go first. I'm going to name an actor or actress. And then Nikki's going to tell me how many movies that person was in she can name in 60 seconds, or thinks she can name in 60 seconds, because you can bluff if you want. And then once she tells us a number, then we're going to go to Mark, and he can either roll with it and add more names to the, you know, to the challenge, or he could say to Nikki, go for it. And if she succeeds, she gets a point. If she fails, Mark gets the point. But since there's three players, it proceeds if Mark adds more, you know, numbers, more names, then Perry has to challenge him or bid higher. It's super confusing. But when we get to the part where you actually name the movies, it's pretty fun.
Love it.
And the first actor or actress, Nikki, that you have to tell me how many other movies you think you can name is Pierce Brosnan. Of course, famously known as Remington Steele on TV and James Bond in movies.
Okay. Two.
I love that opening bit. Mark, now you could either challenge Nikki to name those two movies in 60 seconds, or you can add a few more.
Why Nikki's the returning champion week after week. It's positive thinking through lowered expectations.
Mm-hmm. I went high last time and I really got told, so I'm playing safe.
Yeah, I'm tempted to go high because this is brought to you by Rolling Papers. I'm going to go with, I think I can name seven in a minute.
That's pretty solid. He's made a lot of movies, but he's kind of tricky because he kind of moves from leading man to more interesting character roles. What do you think, Perry? Can you name more than seven Pierce Brosnan movies?
I can name, can you just say a James Bond movie or do you have to say the title of it?
You definitely will have to know that you've got to know the individual titles. Okay. Yeah.
I think I can name four for sure.
Okay. So since that's as high as you can go, basically I'd recommend that you just challenge Mark and see if he can do seven.
Okay. Mark, I challenge you. Can you do seven?
We'll see. Ryan, start the clock and, Mark, after each title you say, just take a breath so that I can say a number out loud to keep track of.
Roger that.
Okay. And your time starts now.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
One.
GoldenEye.
Two.
The World Is Not Enough.
Three.
Die Another Day.
Four.
Tomorrow Never Dies.
Five.
The Foreigner with Jackie Chan.
Six.
Mamma Mia.
Seven.
I love Pierce. It was a run by fruiting.
That was very impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely, it's pretty cool that he's James Bond, but even cooler that he got hit in the head by a piece of fruit from Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
Dang, that's right.
Well, I was going to check with Perry because there's a chance that any actor or actress you bring up probably makes a cameo in Jack and Jill somewhere.
I don't think he's in that one.
Okay. Keep me posted if you rewatch and you see him working.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll just show up. It's, you know, he's like, I'm Pierce Brosnan.
You guys forgot the most important Pierce Brosnan movie, which is The Thomas Crown Affair, because my husband's painting is in that movie.
What?
And Pierce Brosnan have a tryst on the staircase underneath it.
Wow.
Cool.
Oh, so if we just find the scene where they're trysting the night away.
Yeah. And then look up and that's my husband's painting.
That's your husband's painting. And because are they in a home or a gallery?
I think they're in a home on a stairway.
So it's just supposed to represent that they have great art in this home.
Yes. Yes.
Nice.
They're at a gallery. Yeah. His house or something.
It's definitely in a house on a staircase. I saw that scene a few times in my formative years.
Yeah. Oh, I see what's going on there.
What, this? It's about honesty, Doug. I'm an open book.
you're a master of Thomas Crown's domain. All right. So Mark has 1 point. Perry challenged Mark. So Nikki goes first in this next round. And then it goes to Mark and then to Perry. Nikki, how many movies can you name that have Deborah Winger in them?
I'm going to go with two.
I love your very strategic opening bids. So, I'm sorry. We go to Perry next because she challenged Mark in that last round. So, Perry, do you think you can name more than two Deborah Winger movies?
Uh,
I can name four, and I'm so ashamed because she's just one of my favorites in the ever, but I'm so nervous right now.
Well, also it's been, you know, she's had made a few movies over the last few years, but like, you know, her steady stream of output was in like the 70s and 80s. Right. So she's a little tough one to remember them all, but four is a good number. I'll say
five. I can do five.
Okay. Perry's going five. Now we go to Mark.
I mean,
this round could decide it, Mark.
Perry is really strutting her feathers with five Deborah Winger movies. I don't think I can get up to six. So I think I'm going to return the favor and I will challenge Perry.
Okay, Perry, five Deborah Winger movies. Ryan's ready with the clock. Your time begins now.
Black Widow.
One.
Urban Cowboy.
Two.
Terms of Endearment.
Three.
Officer and a Gentleman.
Four.
Legal Eagle.
What's the title of that last one?
Legal Eagles.
Yes.
Okay. That made me nervous. You can't just be quiet after she says the answer. It's not fair.
It's a still, you know, instead of a face, and I'm staring at him.
You're getting nothing.
It's very suspenseful. All right. So that means Perry's on the board. She's got a point. Mark's got a point. Nikki, you gotta get something involved here. Yes.
You're trying.
Yes. We start with Nikki once again.
No.
Yeah. And this time we'll go, but then Mark is next. And Nikki, how many films can you name that feature Megan Fox? I'm guessing two.
You know what? God damn. Yeah, you know what? You know what, Doug? You're a smart guy. You're a pretty smart guy. I'm going to do two.
I think it's a really good signature bid for you.
Don't even
coming out with that hot two every time. But now, Mark, Megan Fox is a tough one because she's in some films, but, you know, how many of them do you know?
Yeah, where have ye gone, Megan Fox? I am going to go with five. I think I can do five.
Wow.
All right.
She's my Deborah Winger, Doug.
Shocker.
Okay, so Perry, he says he can name five Megan Fox movies. Also, this game is mostly just for fun. This game is it's the second game that really matters, so no pressure. The winner of this game just gets to go first in the next game.
Well, Mark, I challenge you.
Okay, so 60 seconds on the clock for Mark to name, and I'm looking for exact titles here. Five Megan Fox movies. Your time starts now.
Transformers from 2007.
That's one.
Transformers Revenge of the Fallen.
Two.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Three.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows.
Four.
Jennifer's Body.
Five.
Sweet. I was between that and Idle Hands. She might be in both of them, but those two sort of zombie movies confuse me.
Oh, yeah. I don't think she's in Idle Hands, but maybe she is. But she's definitely in the the one you said. So you did it. Wow. You win this game. Congratulations.
That was a given. Okay. You just gave it to a guy, I feel like. You say Megan Fox.
Oh, I could not have told you exactly which Transformers she was in. And
yeah, that was impressive.
Correct titles.
That was crazy.
Plus the subtitle from that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yeah. I could not have told you that. I would have gone with This Is 40 because she has a pretty memorable appearance in that movie.
That's what I
Right. Right.
But you know, she's a tough one because there's not many more. What's that?
I'm shocked that he didn't remember that one.
Yeah.
Hey, look, all I'm going to say is that I think Deborah Winger was delightful in French Kiss.
Mm, well done.
Thank you. And I'm back. I'm back, baby.
I get that one confused with, there's one with Billy Crystal and one with Kevin Klein that yeah. both have something about French.
And then yeah. there's also French Exit. Have you seen that one yet?
No.
The movie?
That's hasn't come out yet, right?
I saw it the other night on HBO Max, I think. But
oh, okay.
It's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Okay, wait. French Kiss is Kevin Klein and Meg Ryan. Forget Paris is Billy Crystal and Deborah Winger.
There you go.
There we
go.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah, because the French Kiss I actually knew.
Yeah, I knew something fishy was happening there. I'm glad we got to the bottom of it.
Whew.
Such a close one. But you win the game, Mark Ellis, but that doesn't mean you've won the battle. We still have another game left to go, and it's coming up right after this break. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We are back, and Mark Ellis gets to go first in what is, I think, probably the game people are most excited about on this show lately. It's called Weird Algorithm. IMDb, the Internet Movie Database, has a weird algorithm where it's very difficult to figure out how they're going to rank people on their star meter. But if you go to any movie or TV show on IMDb, you can click on a thing that refines the cast list and changes it to the order of their current popularity rather than their billing in the motion picture originally. So this game is all about guessing, when I name a movie, who you think from that movie would be the most popular today, according to the weird algorithm at IMDb.
Oh.
Yeah, it's fun. Mark
Sir.
Gets to go first.
Okay.
Everyone will get a chance to go first, but Mark gets to go first. Then we'll go to Perry and then to Nikki. You can share answers in this game. It may not, strategically, it may be a bad move, but if you really think that the number one person is the same person that somebody else answered, you can say the same answer. And you can also change your answer. I'll just ask all three of you to lock in your answers once all three of you have said something. Starting with Mark, from 1989, an all-star cast of ladies, but which one or man is number one from Steel Magnolias?
Oh boy. I believe Julia Roberts is in that. Is she in that?
I mean, I'm sure it'll be confirmed if anybody else wants to choose her for this movie, but that's your preliminary choices. Julia Roberts.
I know one other person in it, but I'm gonna say Julia Roberts, and
okay.
probably risk sounding like a moron.
I don't know. You said it right.
You proved yourself in the last game, so anything you say, I believe, honestly.
Thank you, Nikki.
Okay, Perry, what do you think? Of the cast of Steel Magnolias, who do you think is the most popular, according to IMDb, now, today?
Today, I would say Dolly Parton.
Okay. And Nikki, what do you think?
Dolly Parton.
We're going double Dolly here?
I'm doubling.
Okay, so Perry and Nikki want Dolly. What do you think, Mark?
Just to penalize myself for thinking Julia Roberts was in it, I'm going to take Julia off the board, but I'm not going to put Dolly Parton on there. I'm going to put Olympia Dukakis.
So you're changing, last minute change from Julia Roberts to Olympia Dukakis.
Yeah, who I'm a little bit more certain is in the movie, but still not 100%.
Okay, let's go back to Perry. You sticking with Dolly?
Just if you're talking about today's, you know, popularity, today's IMDb, if we went on there right now, I think Dolly Parton would be the most popular one. Yeah, right today.
Okay. Nikki, what do you think?
I'm going to go Julia Roberts.
I love that strategy. Okay, everybody's locked in. Nikki says Julia Roberts. Mark says Libby Dukakis. And Perry says the great Dolly Parton, who, like, she should be number one right now for no other reason than just having participated in coming up with the vaccine. And I don't know why she hasn't covered the song Jolene, but just change it to vaccine. Okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
Coming in at number 11. This is, I hate to have to report this. It doesn't make any sense. That's why I call it a weird algorithm, because number 11 of the cast from Steel Magnolias is Dolly Parton.
Whoa.
Wow.
That doesn't make any sense.
So stupid.
Yeah, I skip ahead a bunch of names that we don't care about to number six. Number six is Shirley MacLaine. Number five, Sam Shepard. Four is Sally Field.
What a cat.
Three is Daryl Hannah. She must be up to something right now to get number three with this cast. Number two, Julia Roberts. And I should mention that's worth 2 points. If you get the second highest, you get 2 points. Third highest is 1 point. And number one, which in this case is Olympia Dukakis, is worth 3 points.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, this doesn't happen often, folks. I am actually happy with myself. Wow. May she rest
Mark
in peace.
Mark Ellis is happy with himself. That's great. But yes, you did get to the heart of it, and that's passing away recently, unfortunately, is what made her number one. And everybody's got a little bit more idea how this game works. Mark has 3 points, Nikki has two. Perry needs to get on the board, but she gets to go first this time. Perry, it just came up a moment ago because of Mr. Pierce Brosnan. Who do you think is top billed out of the cast of Mamma Mia? Here We Go Again from 2018.
That was the third one?
Second one.
There were only two. Okay.
They only went twice. And the second one was when they went again.
Right.
whatever the hell that means.
I'm gonna say Cher.
I like Cher.
I love Cher.
I mean, I like her as an answer, but I love her as a person. I was so excited to see that movie because the trailer just ended, you know, on Cher saying a line after lowering her sunglasses, and I can't remember what the line is now, but it slayed me, and then. The movie's just okay. But Cher is what Perry would like to go with. Nikki, what do you think?
I'm gonna Meryl Streep.
I mean, it's Meryl Streep for crying out loud.
Meryl Streep.
Yeah. Don't even need the Streep. Can you think of any other famous Meryl?
Lynn Monroe.
Yes.
I was gonna go with, I thought Nikki was going with Lynch, as in Meryl Lynch.
Oh, that's a good one too. all right, what do you think, Mark?
Okay, when you said Mamma Mia, here we go again, I, like Perry, was trying to remember which one it was. And if I could turn back time, I would have seen it because I do love Cher. But I think I'm just trying to remember if Meryl Streep is alive in this one or not. I think they killed her off in the first one, but then she somehow comes back in a flashback in the second one, even though I've never seen the movie. That's what I pieced together. So I'm going with on Team Nikki here. I'm going Meryl Streep.
I want to change mine too. I forgot she was in it. I want to Meryl Streep.
Hey, Mark, when you said if I could turn back time, were you specifically referencing the Cher song?
It didn't land the way I hoped, but yes, I was.
It landed with me, but then you kept
talking. I got it.
And I was confused.
It wasn't laugh out loud clever. It was just like conversationally clever.
No, well, if our fans and great listeners go back and listen to it, I gave just a little bit of that pregnant pause, like the comedian trying a new joke, and then you realize you don't want to leave any more dead space because the laugh isn't coming. And so you just sort of continue. Like you never meant
match game 76.
Yeah. Wait, so everybody's going with Meryl? Is that what just happened?
Yeah.
We got a triple Meryl on our hands. Anybody want to change?
I mean, I like that Cher call a lot, but yeah, I think I'm sticking with Meryl. I'm in a nice spot right now, so I think I'm going to stick with the known quantity.
Okay.
I need to score.
I'm really bad with names. So the one actress in it, I can't remember her name, but I would maybe like take a risk and go with her. But Meryl Streep's pretty much the only name I know in it. I think
Cher would say Meryl Streep for this one.
Well, you know, I keep saying this, but it is weird.
What?
For Mamma Mia, here we go again. Coming in at number 6 is Pierce Brosnan. Number 5 is Cher.
Whew.
Yeah. Number 4.
Christine Baranski.
Is Meryl Streep. Yeah, she's the star of the damn thing. Number 3. I wish you'd have said it earlier, Christine Baranski. And number 2 is Amanda Seyfried. And number 1, couldn't think of her name, Nikki. I'm sorry about that.
Yes, I knew it. Damn it.
Lily James.
Oh, of course. Oh. Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, who's just all over the place right now because the pictures of her made up as Pamela Anderson.
Oh, right.
She's playing Pamela Anderson in the movie, the Pamela Anderson movie. Who's playing, what's his name?
Sebastian Stan.
Oh, and yeah.
Like, okay, I remember, I'm a Motley Crue fan. Did anybody ask for that movie?
It's based on a legendary story that everybody knows. And so if you bring it up to somebody who's been around for a long time with writing or grew up here, they're like, I don't know what story they're telling, but there's this story. And then it's that one.
Like, okay. Perry just sold me harder than seeing those pictures did. So I will go see it now.
Yeah. Now I'm very intrigued. But
I read the script. I mean, it's good. You're going to love it.
And you're confident Lily James is going to do a good Pam Anderson?
Yeah, I really like Lily James. Yeah, I think so.
She's a great actress, but I was shocked when I saw the you know, it's like when they said, you know, when they say Nicole Kidman got made up and looked like Lucy Ball, she kind of looked like her. It still looked like Nicole Kidman. But the picture of Pam Anderson with Lily James, it really looks like Pam Anderson. So we'll see. It's an interesting idea to tell their story or that story. We got one more round, and nobody got points that last round.
Nope.
Because you all were on the sinking SS Meryl Streep.
He's overrated, apparently.
Right? Okay. The next movie, and Nikki gets to go first this time. The movie is called Drive, starring Ryan Gosling.
Okay, I'm going to go Carey Mulligan.
I like it. Mark?
Oh, boy. Yeah, Carey Mulligan's a great call. She just got nominated. She just won, right?
No.
Or was she nominated?
She didn't win, right?
No. Frances McDormand won.
Frances McDormand won, that's right. Yeah, Carey Mulligan's a good pick, but Gosling's way up there. I mean, I love Albert Brooks. I think
it's got a great cast. It's got great people in it. Like, I kind of had forgotten before I looked into it, how many good people were in there.
Yeah. I'm going to go Gosling. I'll be different.
Go Gosling. Perry.
I'm going to go with Gosling too.
Okay. So Perry's got Gosling and Mark's got Gosling and Nikki has Carey Mulligan. Anybody want to change?
I mean, yeah, but no, I'm sticking with Ryan.
That's the quickest answer I've ever given. I'm sticking with it.
Okay. So Mark's sticking with Ryan and Perry's also sticking with Ryan and Nikki's going Mulligan. Nikki's taking a mulligan on this one. Coming in at number 5, the great Oscar Isaac.
Ooh, right.
Love that dude. Number 4, another great actor, Bryan Cranston. And then at number 3, he's the star of the movie, but he's number 3, according to IMDb, is Ryan Gosling.
Mm.
So Mark and Perry pick up 1 point for that. And then number 2 in the movie Drive is Carey Mulligan. So that's 2 more points for Nikki, and that brings us to a tie.
Who's number 1? Is it Albert?
Christina Hendricks.
Christina Hendricks is number 1. That's right.
I was
right.
Going to switch to that, but I
great cast. Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah, and she's of course, oh, what's the name of the show? Good Girls. She's on Good Girls, and it just came back, and I'm just going to wait and watch the whole season when it shows up on streaming later, because I don't like watching them one at a time. Also, with all those commercials in there, we have to break this tie.
Oh gosh! Oh my!
So exciting, Perry. Do you mind hanging out while we break this tie?
Of course not.
Okay, good. I'm sorry that you're out, but you're a great guest, and we'll certainly talk a little more in a second. But first, we have to go through a tiebreaker. The way it's worked out at this point, Mark will get to guess first, and then Nikki. And on this one, there's no sharing an answer. You each have to pick somebody different. And your first guess is your final guess.
Okay. You got to lock it in right off the bat. Gotcha.
Mark, whatever you say out loud first, whoever's name you say, that's the one we're going to go with. And the motion picture is Titanic.
Oh boy.
Do not attempt to adjust your volume. Mark Kate Ellis Winslet. Is thinking.
Sorry for the dead air, everybody.
No, that's okay. Kate Winslet is his answer. Nikki, what do you think?
I'm going to do something crazy. I'm going to go Kathy Bates.
I love a crazy.
I mean, yeah.
Crazy answer.
That is the type of answer that the unsinkable Mary would have given herself. That is cavalier, and I applaud you, Nikki Bond.
The unsinkable who?
Molly. Isn't her name the unsinkable Mary Brown?
Molly. It's Molly.
Real? I'm sorry. My dog's name is Molly, and she's been begging for food for the last 30 minutes.
Oh, I saw you taking some Mary at that party that one time. I wanted to tell you that that's not a thing.
She probably had a sister named Mary, and she's like, hey, I'm unsinkable too.
All right. Well, at this... I got excited about using Titanic in this game because there were pictures all over the internet of Leonardo DiCaprio in his new Scorsese movie where they say that he's unrecognizable. And it's basically a picture of Leonardo DiCaprio. It just looks, it's just him. It's not unrecognizable at all. So it became this big internet thing that everybody was kind of making fun of the first article to say that he was unrecognizable in his, you know, whatever fat makeup he had on or whatever they did. Maybe he just put on some weight naturally. But here's how Titanic breaks down today. Number five is the unsinkable Marlene Brown, Kathy Bates. Number four is Billy Zane. Because, you know, if a boat is sinking and there's a guy running around with a gun, people are going to notice. Number three, Bill Paxton, because he went to all that trouble to go find that jewel that that crazy woman threw off a boat.
Yeah.
And number two is the aforementioned Leonardo DiCaprio. And Mark, you knocked it out of the park. Kate Winslet is number one, according to IMDb.
Hey, she knows how to say water like any good Pennsylvanian does.
And you... Yes.
Oh no! I'm so relieved it wasn't Leonardo DiCaprio. I'd be the biggest idiot if that was one. I'd be like, "I'll see you later, guys. I'm not even saying goodbye."
I think
when you said you were taking a risk, I thought you were going Zane. I thought you were going Billy Zane, and it was just going to be this weird anomaly in the algorithm that Billy Zane always gets top billing.
You know, because he's just up to some sneaky shit, I guess. But this means that Mark is our winner today. Congratulations, Mark.
It's an honor and a pleasure, but I think the combination of Nikki attempting Kathy Bates and me messing up Kathy Bates's name in the movie that I give my trophy. I'm sharing my winnings with Nikki and Perry because they were great sports today.
Well, that is very, very gracious of you. But, you know, unfortunately, the way winning works is there's just the one winner today. And besides all those kind words, all I can say is that, validation is always nice. But Mark Ellis, can you join us again as ongoing returning champion next Sunday?
I believe I am available. I will be in Seattle. Visiting my brother, who is a huge fan of yours. And I think that we can make that work. Let's do it. Let's book it.
I love it. Seattle. So, you know, you can take the Frasier tour.
I see. This is what I'm talking about. Perry,
you wouldn't mind.
I don't need to see. I don't need to go where they throw fish and catch it. I just want to see the actual producerial room where Roz worked, where Perry has no idea what any of the buttons actually do.
Me too. All right, then, I would love to see that.
Yeah, you should just stay in Los Angeles and try to find the old set somewhere. It's maybe they're rebuilding it for the...
You know what? Reboot. It was an exact replica of a studio at ABC Studios here, of where Larry Elders did his show from. I think it was his studio. And I went to watch, you know, and then when I went on the set, I realized it was exactly the same. You know, they just, you know, copied it.
Yeah. And then you didn't know what any of those, you didn't know what any of those knobs do. You just pretend.
Just faked it.
Hey, yeah, I bought it.
Good job. Yeah. Yeah.
We all believed it for 8-9 seasons.
Oh,
you're amazing. Yeah.
What do you got to promote, everybody? Let's start with Nikki Bond. What do you like to plug today?
I honestly booked out like the next 9 weeks of Sundays because I thought I was going to be back every week, but I have nothing to promote now, Doug. I have nothing to live for, but I guess I'll keep promoting my podcast, teaching my absentee dad how to be a father, called Whoa Dad.
Yeah, check that out, everybody. And, you know, we'll have you back soon, champ.
Thanks. Thanks. As long as you keep calling me champ, I'm okay.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Bye.
All right. Perry Gilpin, what's going on? What, you know, where should people go to see you do something?
Well, I do have a movie that just came out called We Broke Up. And it's Aya Cash. I was in it. I don't have a movie. I was played her mom and Sarah Bolger's mom. But it's a really great cast. William Jackson Harper and Aya and Sarah and Tony Cavallaro. And trying to think of other people that you might know. But it was just this young guy named Jeff Rosenberg, who was the AD on The Good Place and Veep. He wrote this script with a writer named Laura Jackman, and he produced it and directed it. And we did the whole thing at Calamigos Ranch, like right before COVID, literally a week before the shutdown, we finished. And it was just so much fun, and it's such a fun movie, and it's really smart. And the greatest feedback I've heard from it is that one of the reviews talked about that this guy that wrote the review said he didn't expect to feel the way he did, but he realized that he had just gone through a breakup himself. And he felt like this movie was really like just nailed every step of it, you know, and that he really related to it in a way he didn't expect to. But it's also funny, but it's really deep. So it's a nice movie. I love it.
It's called We Broke Up, and it's out on demand now, VOD.
Yeah, yeah. And it was also in theaters too, which it had that same thing that you were talking about earlier. It had a limited release, and then it also was on video demand. I think it got released a couple of days before it went on VOD, but which I thought was strange. But the cities that they were in were not all the cities of the country. So it did make sense, you know, and anyone that was just couldn't wait to go back into the theater. But my brother-in-law said he went to see a movie yesterday, and he and his son were the only two people in the whole theater, the whole, you know.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen, is that a lot of people are still going to, you know, be a little shy about, you know, group gatherings, especially, you know, now it's like, if you're going to go sit in the theater, it's got to be like Mark, you got to go see important movies like Godzilla v. King Kong.
Yes.
And now We Broke Up.
That movie just started playing one night, the Godzilla versus King Kong. It just started playing in our house, and we all sat down and watched it. We still don't know how it came on.
I snuck in. That one's on me. Sorry. I was
going around place to place, trying to get the word out. People watch it.
All right. Mark Ellis, what's going on? I'm competing in the Schmodown. When can people see that?
Doug is competing in the Movie Trivia Schmodown, making his long-awaited debut, and that is going to air in 3 or 4 weeks, I want to say. So we're taping it soon, and then that's coming out. And I'm also here on behalf of my podcast and the great team at Rotten Tomatoes. The podcast is called Rotten Tomatoes Is Wrong, where we take a movie that's on the tomato meter, it's either fresh or rotten, and myself and Jacqueline Coley, my great co-host, will debate with a special guest as to if we think that movie should be fresh or should be rotten. My favorite example, Spaceballs, is 59%, which means it's rotten on the tomato meter. 60% would make it fresh, but it's 59%. So I would argue the Rotten Tomatoes is wrong, because Spaceballs is one of the funniest films of all time.
Well, the trouble with a movie like Spaceballs being on Rotten Tomatoes is when you dig deeper, it tends to be like, you know, some dumbass reviews that were written lately. You know, they don't really have a compendium of what people thought of it when it came out. So it gets a little weird. I prefer it for more current movies. I think it's more accurate. But also 59%. I mean, can't get any closer to fresh than that. So
hey, it's higher than some of the Star Wars movies, and we just did the our most recent episodes are the prequels that we did. So we had some fun debate and conversation about the prequels and looking back on them 20 years later. So it's just a fun show to kind of walk down memory lane and look at some movies, some popular movies, some huge movies, but then we also do smaller movies that just somehow got forgotten in the ether. So it's a fun mix, and it's been so much fun to do, and especially with Jacqueline Coley. She is the best in the biz, and I just hold on for the ride.
All right. Where do people find that?
Anywhere you get your podcast. If you listen to Doug Loves Movies, you can probably find Rotten Tomatoes is Wrong. And I look forward to seeing We Broke Up, because I've been on the receiving end of many a breakup. And so I will be a testament to its accuracy, Perry. I'll keep you looped if it feels authentic to me.
I can know that.
Don't forget to check out our friend Sam Levine on the latest episode of Wide World of Dougs, which, of course, I invite everyone participating in this show today to come talk to us on Wide World of Dougs. Thank you once again to Nikki Bond, Mark Ellis, and Perry Gilpin. This was so much fun. Enjoy the rest of your... Yeah, Mark. Congrats.
Perry, myself, we are all the champions standing on top of the world.
Congrats on taking Nikki down.
I want to come back and try again. I have to, save my name, save my face.
Oh, yeah. Happy to have you back. And as always, come on, Sammy, get your tail popping.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.